afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in their chair one in the beautiful downtown Marion, Ohio, broadcasting to you at the corner of Prospect and Center Street. Happy to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. 4:15 is the time, and we are loaded for bear today. We've got all kinds of good stuff coming at you, all kinds of great giveaways to tell you about. First of all, I want to thank our supporters. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years' experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks so much to our supporters for underwriting the program. We appreciate it very, very much. And we just couldn't do it without them. So we do appreciate them for underwriting the program today. Well, we have trivia on the table for you today. If you call and answer a trivia question, you'll be put in a drawing. And at 4:55 today, we are giving away the following. We're going to do two drawings today at 4:55. One drawing for a $20 GNR gift certificate, the GNR down in Waldo. We're going to do a drawing for that. And then we're going to do another drawing for a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So two drawings on the table today, and we've got some trivia questions for you. But first of all, we've got a freebie giveaway. And a freebie giveaway means you don't have to answer a trivia question to win it. I've got two t-shirts for you. And they are both medium size. And let me double check and make sure I'm right on that with the medium size. Yes, they are both medium size. The guy's t-shirt is a patriotic one. It says patriotism. And it says the American way. Patriotism, the American way. And has a flag on it. And the women's t-shirt, which is also a medium, says Moms Like Dads Only Smarter. Moms Like Dads Only Smarter. And they're both mediums. And if you'd like these t-shirts, just give me a call at 740-383-9944. You don't have to answer a trivia question to win these. Just give me a call, 740-383-9944. And they're both medium size, medium for guys and a medium for ladies. And if you are interested, give me a buzz, okay? 740-383-9944. Okay, let's get to our trivia questions and get some folks signed up for these $20 gift cards that we're going to give away at 4:55 this afternoon. How long does it take light to get from sun to the Earth's surface? I had this last week, so I do apologize if I already had the answer to this, but I don't think I did. How long does it take light to get from the sun to the Earth's surface? National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? National parks work to protect elephants from illegal poaching. What do the poachers want? Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the mid-1800s? Where in the USA did people rush to find gold in the 1800s? Phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
How you doing today, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
I thought I'd answer your question for the elephant. They want the tusk for the ivory.
Yes, they want the tusk for the ivory. That is correct. Yes, indeed. How you doing today, Ralph?
Good. Been working around the yard today trying to get stuff caught up before the bad weather comes in.
Yeah, not a bad day today, is it?
No, I think it's supposed to be this last, and we're going back to a little hot weather, I guess, this weekend.
Yeah, let's see, up to the 90s or something like that?
About 87, 88, I guess.
Okay, yeah, going to warm back up on us.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a little bit of fall weather.
That's for sure.
A little bit of a cool down.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I have you signed up.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you listening and calling.
Have a good day now.
Hey, you too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. Give me a buzz if you happen to know the answer to any of these trivia questions. What color do copper pennies often turn as they age? What color do copper pennies often turn as they age? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. I think it's California is where the gold was.
Yes, California is where that gold rush was.
And I did answer the question about the light from the sun last week.
Was it okay? You did.
Yeah,
okay.
I did. But okay. If somebody else wants to answer it, that's fine.
No, I'll scribble that out as answer.
It was 8 minutes.
Yeah,
right?
8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right, Ernie.
Okay, I'm glad you're on the on live on the air the whole program this week.
Yeah, I got in the door. I had my own key this week,
okay.
So I was on time.
I did. They did run the whole program the day after. I listened to it the day after. You know, so
okay.
Because last week you had, I don't know, there was some. I think you were there, but had some problem of getting on the air, I believe, last week.
Yeah, and then we went off the air midway through or something or other.
Yeah.
So hopefully we won't be plagued with difficulties
right.
This week.
Yeah, it takes a while when they move stuff and get things situated. So,
yeah, it sure does.
But you sound good today.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right.
All right, hey, Ernie, I got you signed up.
Very good.
All right, thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to these trivia questions, give me a call. Which element makes your birthday balloons float in the air? This is an easy one. Which element makes your birthday balloons float in the air? Can you tell me the answer to that one? Oh, here's a Disney question for you. What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? And this one might be a little harder question. What is a male kangaroo called? What is a male kangaroo called? Can you tell me that one? WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate. This it's helium that makes your birthday balloons float.
Oh, yes, it's helium. Yes, indeed. And is this Becky?
Yes, it is.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. All righty. Well, I'll get you signed up here, and we've got some big drawings today.
Okay, thank you.
So hopefully... you just might be the winner. Who knows?
Yep, you never know.
Never know. Just have to pick out of my stack and find out.
Yeah, you have a good day now.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Several phone calls coming in here at the early part of the program. We absolutely love that. Thank you so much for calling in and answering the trivia questions. We do appreciate that. 4:25 is the time. I've got some offbeat news for you. Guinness World Records set a Michigan company's bid to set a new world record was successful when it amassed a ball of lint weighing in at 690 pounds. Dryer Vent Wizard of Farmington Hills said it started collecting lint from its locations across the country earlier in the year with an aim toward assembling the world's largest lint ball and then lighting it on fire. The companies predicted the ball would weigh near 1,000 pounds, easily meeting the Guinness goal of 99 pounds, and the final product was officially weighed at 690 pounds. The ball was ignited after the official weigh-in, and the flames were extinguished by the local fire department. A ball of lint, 690 pounds, a Guinness World Record. Also, a backhoe challenge event in Pennsylvania called on operators to complete tasks including filling wine glasses from a bottle hooked to the teeth of a backhoe's bucket. The Aqua Pennsylvania's Backhoe Challenge, held Thursday night in Newtown Square, featured competitors facing off in three events that required operators to use precision in manipulating the heavy vehicles. The first challenge featured operators using backhoes to remove at least three bouncy balls from atop traffic cones and drop them into a small bucket. The second event involves spoons being attached to the backhoes to lift an egg from a sand mound and plant it on a bale of hay without breaking it. The final challenge involved a bottle of wine being attached to the bucket, which operators then had to manipulate to fill three wine glasses. The union congratulated the winner, Robert DeLeo, in a Facebook post. That is some backhoe operating for sure. A raccoon went for a 16-mile ride on top of a Florida bread delivery truck that reached speeds of over 50 miles per hour during the trip. The driver of the Wonder Bread truck said other drivers called his attention to the raccoon on top of his truck, and he had already traveled about 10 miles from the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. Police and the driver attempted to get the raccoon to safety by pulling the truck up to a convenient tree branch, but the animal refused to climb down. The driver said he eventually had to drive the final 6 miles of his journey with the raccoon still riding on the roof. He said the animal eventually apparently climbed down on its own once the truck was parked at his company's headquarters in North Fort Myers. That is one daring raccoon, a 16-mile ride on top of a bread truck. I was thinking maybe he wanted to get in and get some bread, but doesn't sound like the raccoon tried to get inside the truck, but he had some good taste for sure. 16-mile ride. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, that's our first stack of offbeat news on this day in history is straight ahead. Right after our break, we have some free t-shirts to give away. All you got to do is call me and tell me that you want them. I'll tell you about those after the break when we come back on Offbeat News and Trivia. Feel free to send me an email anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. If you're out there scouring the internet and you think you'd like to send me an article to read on the air, or if you'd like to just send me any sort of thing, I would love any sort of thing for sure. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We'll be back after these words on WWGH.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marion residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And in the comfortable air chair one in the beautiful new studios, we are broadcasting live on a Wednesday afternoon, 4:32 the time. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number, and I'm giving away a couple of freebies here. And you don't have to answer a trivia question to get these. Just call me up and tell me you want these t-shirts. I have two medium t-shirts, one male and one female. The guy t-shirt says Patriotism, the American Way, and has a flag on it in medium size. And I have a medium size female t-shirt that says Moms, like dads, only smarter. So if you like these t-shirts, just give me a call at 740-383-9944 and tell me that you would like to have them. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Charlie Evers.
Oh, no, this is not Charlie. This is Nate Redmond.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you sounded like Charlie.
Well, that's a huge compliment. I'll take that as a big compliment. Thank you for that.
Yes, it is. Well, how do I get that t-shirt?
Okay. All right. Absolutely. And what's your name? And I'll put your name on them.
Martha Douse. D-O-U-C-E, Mamacy. I live out here at Presidential Center with Scott Spears' grandfather, James Compton, honey.
Oh, yeah. Are you the dance lady?
Yes, I'm the dancing lady.
Well, it is good to hear from you. I've heard lots about you.
Have you?
I have. Lots of good things.
Guess what's happening in May 10th?
What's happening? Tell us about
it. My birthday is May 10th. I was born on Mother's Day at 31, and this year, May 10th, 2020, is Mother's Day.
Well, that is interesting.
And we're celebrating on the 10th of May, Mothers of America Day.
All right, wow.
Mothers are wonderful, aren't they?
They are. Well, you will...
If it wasn't for our mother, we wouldn't be on Earth.
That is right. Well, you'll enjoy this mom's t-shirt then, won't you?
Are you kidding? It's my first birthday present.
Well, I'll put your name on it, and it'll be right here waiting for you, okay?
Well, can Scott bring it when he visits his grandpa?
Oh, I'm sure he can. I will ask him, okay?
You know, I listen to your station 24 hours out of the day.
Oh, well, bless your heart. We appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you told me about that shirt. I called you right away.
Well, good deal.
And God is great, and so are you, honey.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. All right. Good to hear from Martha out there listening today. Never know who's going to ring your phone at 740-383-9944. I've still got the mail t-shirt. The mail t-shirt is a medium t-shirt. It says Patriotism, the American Way. So if you're interested in the mail t-shirt, 740-383-9944, and I'll put your name on it. And you can pick that up here at the studio. Okay. It is time for On This Day in History. September the 25th. Can you believe it is September 25th already? In the year 1492, the crew of the Pinta, one of the Christopher Columbus ships, mistakenly thought they had spotted land. 1493, Christopher Columbus left Spain with 17 ships on his second voyage to the Western Hemisphere. 1513, the Pacific Ocean was discovered by Spanish explorer Vasco Nunez de Boa when he crossed the Isthmus of Panama. He named the body of water the South Sea. He was truly just the first European to see the Pacific Ocean. 1690, one of the Americans' earliest newspapers published its first and last edition. The Public Occurrences, both foreign and domestic, was published at the London Coffee House in Boston, Massachusetts, by Benjamin Harris. On this date in 1775, Ethan Allen was captured by the British during the American Revolutionary War. He was leading the attack on Montreal. 1789, the first U.S. Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution. 10 of the amendments became the Bill of Rights. 1847, during the Mexican-American War, U.S. forces led by General Zachary Taylor captured Monterrey, Mexico. 1882, the first Major League doubleheader was played. It was between the Worcester and Providence teams. 1890, the Sequoia National Park was established as a U.S. national park in Central California. 1890, Mormon President Wilford Woodruff issued a manifesto in which the practice of polygamy was renounced. And that's what happened on this day in history on September the 25th. All right, let's see if we can get some more answers to these trivia questions at 740-383-9944. And at 4:55 today, we're doing two drawings today. We're giving away a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo and a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. It's our monthly giveaway today. That's why the gifts are so good, and it's not just a $5 gift card today. So that is why the gifts are so high today. It's our monthly giveaway. So at 4:55, get signed up for two drawings. So that's what's happening today. So you just call and answer a trivia question, and we'll put you in the drawing. What color do copper pennies often turn as they age? What color do copper pennies often turn as they age? What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? What is a male kangaroo called? What is a male kangaroo called? What do you call the house made of sticks that beavers build? What do you call the house made of sticks that beavers build? Bees produce what to help build their hives? Bees produce what to help build their hives. Alrighty, there's some more trivia questions for you. What baseball record did Joe DiMaggio set in 1941 that still stands today? What baseball record did Joe DiMaggio set in 1941 that still stands today? And one more for you. How many times does a race car driver have to lap around the track to complete the Indianapolis 500 auto race in Indiana? How many times does a race car driver have to lap around the track to complete the Indianapolis 500 auto race in Indiana? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, give me a call. Here's a call coming in right now. We love it when the phone rings. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hi. A copper penny with age will first turn a brownish color and finally into a green.
Yes, sir, that is right. And I think I recognize this voice. Is this my buddy Travis?
It is.
How are you doing, buddy?
Fine, you?
Hey, I'm doing good. And I know I've met you at El Campesinos before, so I know you like it.
I do like it.
Good place to eat.
It is.
What do you like when you go out there? Do you have something, or do you get something different every time?
I usually get the chicken con pollo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I usually get the two burrito. I can't think of what it's called right now. Burrito Supreme. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I get the two burritos, one chicken, one beef. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I will put you in the mix, and we'll find out who the winner is a little later. All right, buddy?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you listening and calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. 740-383-9944. Is the telephone number that you need to call if you know the answer to any of those trivia questions. We got one page down anyhow, and so we are ready for page two, as Paul Harvey used to say. Okay, I want to tell you about this floating island here in Ohio. There is an unusual island in central Ohio. Most islands tend to stay put, but this island floats. Believed to be the only one of its kind in the world, Cranberry Bog floats in the middle of Buckeye Lake State Park near Columbus. A great glacier covered Ohio years ago, and it created shallow lakes and swamps as it retreated north. The area that was to become Buckeye Lake was one of these, and on the edge of the lake was a swampy area, mostly made up of cranberry moss bog. In 1826, with the advent of Ohio's canal system and the need for feeder lakes to supply water to the canal, canal builders impounded the shallow, swampy lake, diverting streams and creeks into it to create Buckeye Lake. As the water started to rise, the cranberry bog broke loose from the bottom and began to float. It still floats today. The island is mostly made up of moss with a large number of cranberries and pitcher plants, creating a sponge-like meadow. A boardwalk allows visitors to cross the floating island, which is now a state nature preserve and natural landmark. It can only be reached by boat, and visitors must have a permit from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. ODNR experts are concerned for the future of the bog because as birds deposit tree seeds on the shoreline and trees begin to grow, their weight and roots spread tears large sections of the island loose, and the land mass is shrinking rapidly. But it still exists today out there, Buckeye Lake, the Ohio's own floating island. Grab a quick break. We're coming back. Caller, can you hold just a moment?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back with you, okay?
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Live in downtown Marion in Air Chair 1, this is Offbeat News and Trivia. And caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah, your answer to what a male kangaroo is called, it's called a buck.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. Well, let me get your name down and I'll put you in the drawings.
All right, it's Hannah Malone.
Oh, I did not recognize your voice.
Well, I'm a little stuffy, so I'm sure you probably didn't.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. A first-time caller.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, good deal. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good night now.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, 740-383-9944 is the phone number to call. It is time for the weird word of the week. So head down with me to the hallway, make a right-hand turn, and join me in the classroom. And I have written this weird word of the week on the chalkboard. It is gossamer. Gossamer, G-O-S-S-A-M-E-R, gossamer. It's a noun, and the definition is a fine, filmy cobweb seen on grass or bushes or floating in the air in calm weather, especially in autumn. The origin of the word gossamer comes from the Middle English and goes back to the years 1275 to 1325. Gossamer, that is our weird word of the week for this week. And let's head into our ladies' corner, at least the first half, and then we'll try to get some trivia questions answered in the last few minutes before we do the drawing. Today's recipe, apple pecan cheesecake. You can find this recipe at Radio Nate on Facebook. Just look for the link. Click on that and you'll find it there. Apple pecan cheesecake. Here's what you need. 1 1/2 cups graham cracker crumbs. 1/4 cup butter melted. 2 tablespoons brown sugar. 4 packages, 8 ounce each, Philadelphia cream cheese softened. 1 1/2 cups packed brown sugar divided. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1 cup sour cream. 4 eggs, 3 apples peeled and chopped, 3/4 cup chopped pecans, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Here's how to make it. Heat your oven to 325. Line 13 by 9 inch pan with foil with ends of foil extending over the sides. Mix graham crumbs, butter, and 2 tablespoons of sugar. Press on the bottom of prepared pan. Beat cream cheese, 1 cup brown sugar and vanilla in large bowl with mixer until blended. Add sour cream, mix well. Add eggs, 1 at a time, mixing on low speed after each, just until blended. Pour over crust. Combine apples, nuts, cinnamon, and remaining sugar. Spoon over cream cheese batter. Bake 55 minutes or until center is almost set. Cool completely. Refrigerate 4 hours. Use foil handles to lift cheesecake from pan before cutting to serve. Again, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Apple Pecan Cheesecake. There you go. Okay, we got a few minutes left before the drawing. Let's see if we can get some more calls in here at 740-383-9944. What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? What is the name of the squirrel-like creature from the movie Ice Age? And I should tell you, here's what we're giving away if you call and sign up for a chance to win it. We're giving away a $20 gift card to the GNR in Waldo. That is one drawing we're going to do today. And the second drawing we're going to do is a $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. What do you call the house made of sticks that beavers build? What do you call the house made of sticks that beavers build? Bees produce what to help build their hives? Bees produce what to help build their hives? What baseball record did Joe DiMaggio set in 1941 that still stands today? What baseball record did Joe DiMaggio set in 1941 that still stands today? How many times does a race car driver have to lap around the track to complete the Indianapolis 500 auto race in Indiana? How many times does a race car driver have to lap around the track to complete the Indianapolis 500 auto race in Indiana? And let's see. A running race that is 26.2 miles long is known as what? A running race that is 26.2 miles long is known as what? 740-383-9944. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Nate?
Hey, Bob. I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
All right. I've been having trouble with my phone. I've had a hard time getting through.
Oh, okay.
What was that beaver question?
What do you call the house made of sticks that beavers build?
Is that the dam?
Yeah, dam. A dam or lodge, yeah.
Right.
All right.
And nobody else has took that T-shirt. Can I grab it?
Yeah, you can have it, Bob. I will.
All right.
Yeah, I'll put your name on it, okay? It'll be here for you.
All righty.
All right. Yes, sir. Yeah. That okay. T-shirt is yours.
All right.
All right. All right, buddy. You too.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, got rid of both of my T-shirts today. Fantastic. All right. Every once in a while, I'll throw a T-shirt in there. I've got some Christmas T-shirts to give away. So that'll be coming at Christmas time. And who knows, I might come up with some more before then. Who knows? And never know what size I might have. So, okay, we are coming up on the drawing time. I'm excited. Let's find out who our winners are going to be. And again, this is our monthly giveaway. So we have listeners that have called in for from all month long. So you never know who might be the listeners. Listeners have called in several weeks, so you can call in and sign up several times, you know, once per week. So there are names in there more than once, so you can do that. So, you know, some have more chances to win than others if you have called in more than once. So that's how this works. So let's find out who's going to win the GNR gift card. This is courtesy of Terry Tackett and WWGH Radio. So let us find out who the winner is going to be. Okay, 4:55 is the official time, so we can do it now. And the winner for the gift certificate for the GNR in Waldo is Becky Thacker, one of our regular listeners and callers. Becky Thacker, congratulations, Becky. So we will put your name on that. Okay, now it's time to find out who wins the oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. By the way, he does complete inspection, tops off all your fluids, and does all that. He does a complete oil change, by the way. So that's pretty cool. So you'll win that, and you'll win my El Campesino $20 gift card. So let us find out. Let's mix these all up. Mix them around again. We have winners from all month long. And the winner for the El Campesino $20 gift card is Hannah Malone. Hannah Malone, congratulations, Hannah. And we will put your name on that, and that'll be here. By the way, winners, just so you know, you can pick those prizes up Wednesday through Friday. Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we are at the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets right in downtown Marion. And all you do is you go in the building, take the elevator to the second floor, and we are all the way at the end of the hall. When you get off the elevator, you just go through the door and turn right, and you'll see us all the way at the end of the hall. And again, you can pick those up Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and those will be here for you at the station to pick up. So again, congratulations to Becky Thacker, our winner for the GNR gift card in Waldo, $20 gift card. And congratulations to Hannah Malone, winner for the $20 gift card to El Campesino Mexican Restaurant and the free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So, hey, a lot of fun. Thanks for all the calls today. I do appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for playing all month long. We do appreciate it. And congratulations to Martha and Bob for winning the T-shirts. And those shirts will be here for you. Martha, I'll see if Scott can get that T-shirt to you. When he visits out there, we'll see if we can do that for you. So, hey, we just have a couple of minutes left. So it looks like I might have some time for Ladies' Corner Part 2. I've had this for weeks and haven't got a chance to get to it. Balancing that schedule. At the beginning of the day, write down a total of 8 things or situations that must be dealt with that day. If a new project comes into view, you have 3 options. Replace something on the list with a new project, put it aside to tomorrow's list, or completely disregard. The trick is only allow 8 slots on your daily to-do list. When someone demands your time, if you don't feel you can do it, you can just say something like, "I don't have room in my schedule right now. Would tomorrow or some other day be feasible?" If that isn't a possibility, you can either replace or remove. The choice is yours. Tips for balancing that schedule. Yes, we all have busy schedules. It is quitting time. Thanks so much for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. We are here live every Wednesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Nate Redmond here in the ever-so-comfortable Air Chair 1. It's been a delight and honor and a privilege to be with you today. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the broadcast.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.